Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Powered by you.
Listener supported.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Welcome back, and thanks again for listening. This is the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio, and we're going to begin in prayer as we do every hour of every day of Pledge Drive, asking Our Lady to pray for us and for your intentions. We have an intention of meeting our $3 million goal, our need, by the end of the week, which is just 2 days away. So let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The number to dial to be on the program is 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Let's get to Karen in San Diego first. Hi, Karen.
Hi, good morning. How are you, Patrick?
I'm doing
calling
well.
To tell you, oh, wonderful. I just want to say thank you to you and Father Rocky. I listen to you on my commute to and from work each day.
Thank you.
My husband and I never heard of the St. Joseph Novena, our prayer about employment. Mm-hmm. We started praying it together. My husband was not working. He was his department was eliminated. We had no car for him, no job for him.
Okay.
We prayed together, and praise God, my husband's second day at work today with a brand new 2023 truck.
Wow.
For his job, to get him to and from work. I mean, my goodness.
That's great.
It's amazing. It's sitting in our driveway right next to the Blessed Mother statue.
Oh.
And, you know, he has so much hope and joy and peace. And it's such an answer to prayer. And I'm just grateful for Relevant Radio reminding us of the importance of prayers, specific prayers,
yes,
for specific reasons to our saints. And I am a donor, and I'm so happy to
thank
say
you.
I'm a donor. And I do listen to you through the Bluetooth. So AM is hard to get on the radio, but the Bluetooth is a blessing. So thank you so much for the inspiring.
Thank you. And I just want to make sure I understood, Karen. So you and your husband were making you're praying the novena to St. Joseph. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. For employment.
Yes, that's wonderful. Now, the $64,000 question is, so he has this beautiful new truck to go back and forth to work. Do they allow him to use it, like, to go to the grocery store or to take the family to Mass, or is it only for work purposes?
It's for work. It's meant to be for work. And you know, we're just going to just take it one day at a time.
Yeah.
You know, and
but that's
see
a
how
huge
that
thing in
out.
Itself. And he doesn't have to pay for in other words, the wear and tear on his own car, it's the company car. So that's a real
precisely
blessing.
Precisely, because we've been sharing a car for 5 years. We've been sharing a car. So it's such a blessing with a gas card. I mean, safe transportation. God is
yes
providing so much. And it's just amazing what God does in our lives when we go to him and we pray.
I'm so happy to hear that, Karen. I really am.
Thank you.
And tell your husband, you know, more power to him. I hope that things continue to go better. You can't go wrong when you invoke the intercession of St. Joseph, that's for sure. Thanks, Karen. Hey, if you're interested in the Novena to St. Joseph, it's on the Relevant Radio app, easy to get to. If you don't have the app, just download it at the App Store. And in the upper right-hand corner where it says pray, you'll see a section on basic prayers, devotions, and that includes novenas, and that includes the Novena to St. Joseph. So there's a 30-day prayer to St. Joseph, and it is very beautiful, and it involves entrusting to him. Obviously, all your prayers go directly to God, and you ask God for the things you need, but any friend of God's is a friend of mine. And so all of God's friends in heaven are there to pray for you as well. That's what these novenas are for. And you'll find them, as I say, on the free Relevant Radio app. Let's go to Brad now in Los Angeles. Good morning, Brad.
How you doing, Patrick?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. Quick question. I'm a new Catholic. Easter.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question.
Congratulations.
I have three kids. Thank you. You you were pretty much you helped get me through it all. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank God.
Three kids, 19, 17, and 14. None of them are baptized. The 19-year-old I've at college, they have an RCIA program. I have her kind of squared away to hopefully she gets in it. Okay. The 14-year-old is going to be good because he's going to start a confirmation baptism program, and he, he should be good. But my 17-year-old, the 17 and 14-year-old go to Catholic school here in Los Angeles. Okay. So they have, the 17-year-old's had, quite a bit of theology and stuff. But every parish I've called to try and, get him in some type of program is a 2-year program. And he only has a year, and change until he's off in college. And then I kind of lose him to, like I did my daughter, or my older one. And I heard you talking the other day about, you can ask, your parish if there's fast tracks and stuff like that. You were talking to some other gal on the phone. So I'm just kind of in this weird spot on with him that I'd love to do this before he left for college, before I lose him to college.
I have a suggestion.
Any suggestions?
I have a suggestion. Okay, so what I would recommend that you do, Brad, is get in touch with the Carmelite Sisters of the Most Sacred Heart of Los Angeles. Their mother house is in Alhambra. So if you're in LA, they're just a hop, skip, and a jump away from you. And maybe go visit them. You can go pray in their chapel, say hello to them, take a look at the retreat house that they have in Alhambra. Their website, by the way, is Carmelite Sisters, plural, OCD, stands for Discalced Order of Carmelites. So CarmeliteSistersOCD.com, CarmeliteSistersOCD.com. Make the pilgrimage over there, see the sisters, ask them to pray for your son. And here's the thing, ask them to give you some recommendations for priests that they know in your area. They know everybody, and they know a lot of priests, and they can say, oh, Father McGillicuddy at St. Miscellaneous Parish right down the street from you. Get in touch with him. Tell him that the Carmelite Sisters sent you, and they can give you a referral to a priest who's likely to be able to help you with this.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That is exactly what I was looking for. Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. And tell them Patrick Madrid says hello. We've known and loved these sisters for well over 30 years. They've been a big part of our life, Nancy's and mine and our kids. So you can't go wrong by becoming friends with these Carmelite sisters. They're just fantastic.
And based on that, there is such a thing as someone that will, a parish or a priest that will look at that and go, okay, he's had, 3 years of theology. He goes to a Catholic school, and we can kind of work with him before he leaves for college.
Yeah, so the parish priest has, and we're talking, let's say, a pastor, he has the discretion to say to any given person, under these circumstances, given your, preparation, etc., I can work with you and give you instruction so that you can be received into the church much sooner than you might otherwise be received into the church if you went through RCIA. RCIA is the norm. It's the standard. Every parish has it. It's good. And most people on their way into the church, they go through that. And there's a reason to do that, because you need solid preparation to be received into the church. But it's not always necessary to take that much time. So the reason I'm recommending the Carmelite Sisters of the Most Sacred Heart of Los Angeles is because, number one, they themselves are trustworthy. They're daughters of the church. They're faithful. They teach and believe and practice the Catholic faith as it really is. And they know everybody. And they can tell you, as I said before, here are the names and contact info for priests whom you can approach, knowing that the priest is going to be sympathetic and will work with you. Now, I can't guarantee you anything, nor can they. But if you're looking for, who can you talk to about this, they can help you with that.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, I hope it all works out. And please, God, everything goes smoothly. And I'm so glad to hear. By the way, thank you for letting us know that you're a brand new Catholic and welcome home to the Catholic Church. That is awesome. Let's go to Leslie now in Sacramento. Hi, Leslie. They say you're 6 years old. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, hello.
I listen to your conversation a lot of times in my mom's TV. And I just want to say hi, but I have a question.
Okay. Yes.
Why God is nice, but the devil is not?
Why is God nice and the devil is not? Well, the basic reason is that God is all loving. He loves you. He created you and me and your mom and dad and all of us because he loves us and he wants to share himself and all these other good things, the blessings that we get from him. He wants to share that with us because he loves us. That's why he's nice, because he's your father in heaven and he loves you and he wants you to be happy. Now, the devil is an angel who rebelled against God. I don't know if you know the word rebelled, but he decided that he didn't want to obey God. And so he started fighting against God. And that's what made him go from being a good angel into a bad angel. So we call the devil a bad angel. And so he's mean because not only does he not love God, he doesn't love anybody. He just wants to take people away from God. So God is all-powerful, and the devil is not all-powerful. God loves you and wants you to be happy. The devil doesn't love you and doesn't want you to be happy. So just stay close to God. Stay close to God, pray, be a good daughter, mind your mom and dad, and all those things that, you know, if you love God that you're going to do, do that, and you never have to worry about the devil.
Okay. I have it. So when I go to church, I serve the money to God.
Say that again, Leslie.
I when I go to church, I serve the money to God.
You serve the money to God? You mean like when the basket comes and people put money in the basket?
Yeah.
That's good. That's really good. Sounds like your mom and dad are doing a great job of teaching you the faith.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, thank you, Leslie.
You're welcome.
Bye. Talk to you again. Maybe Leslie will call next year when she's 7, and then 8, and then 9. You never know. We have some other callers who are kids who call. Look, we've kind of watched them grow up here on Relevant Radio. Well, I see that Father Rocky is here. Father Rocky, hello. Welcome to the Patrick Madrid Show.
Yeah, great to be with you, Patrick. Very interesting listening to your conversation with the six-year-olds. You know, the smaller they are, the bigger the questions they ask.
True, true. They have wonderful questions.
They certainly do. So here we are in Pledge Drive. How's it going?
Well, you know how it is. We rely on God's grace and the generosity of our people, and they always seem to come through. Today, I think Mary has all the specific numbers, but today I think we still have a ways yet to go to get to our goal. Mm-hmm.
Is there a special Pledge Drive premium today?
Indeed, there is. It's the beautiful brown scapulars that you brought with you to the Shrine of Our Lady of Champion. Thanks for doing that.
Yeah, oh, I was happy to do so. So Diana Bernacki takes care of that. She's in our Pledge Drive department. She finds these premiums. She asked me if I could carry these scapulars in my backpack to the Shrine of Our Lady of Champion during the Walk to Mary last Saturday. And the first time I did that was actually the very first year of the Walk to Mary, because I couldn't participate in the first year. So me and John Cavill, who is a board member, Bill Rass was a board member, we put several thousand scapulars, brown scapulars, in our backpacks, and we rode from the Carmel Monastery in Denmark, Wisconsin, 23 miles north to the Shrine of Our Lady of Champion in the wind. It was a tough ride there. We brought them in, we placed them at the feet of Our Lady, and then we breezed back because the wind was at our back, and those were used for Pledge Drive. So now 10, 12 years later, I did the same, and they're beautiful brown scapulars. And if you don't have brown scapular, you really want one. It's a traditional devotion promoted by so many of the popes and the saints. And I've worn a scapular since I was a youngster because when I was a kid, my mom said, wear your scapular. I said, why? Because if you die wearing it, you won't go to hell. I said, well, then give me two. That sounds like a great deal. And I've always worn it. And so today it's yours. Is there a minimum donation they need to make today?
A dollar a day is what we're asking for, but no amount is too small and no amount is too large. We haven't gotten the $25,000 donation yet today, but that will get a scapular as well. But a dollar a day is what we're asking for.
Right. So they get the brown scapular for a dollar a day. Do they get a book with that? Is that today or is that?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, so we have different levels of giving. So we're asking for the dollar a day level, but we do have some premiums that kind of go along with that. So at the dollar a day level, we have the book, The World's First Love, Our Lady of Guadalupe, the scapular, and then the medals that go with it, a little crucifix. People can see that. The book's by Fulton Sheen, one of his classics, all about Our Blessed Mother.
That's great. You know, the walk to Mary on Saturday, I met a little baby in his mother's arms and said, this is Fulton Francis. We had called in and we were praying to Venerable Fulton Sheen, and we prayed the family rosary across America. And so they named the boy Fulton Francis, which is a lot better than Fulton Rocky. So what a joy. And she was happy.
You may just have given a young couple an idea just now. Maybe there will be a Fulton Rocky at some point.
Oh, I don't think any parents are nutty enough to do that. But what a great Pledge Drive premium. And we do need your support today, because this way we're able to stay strong for the next 3 months in your market and expand other markets. And that's what the Holy Spirit is pushing us forward to do. So please give us a call right now at 877-291-0123. Or you can pledge safe and securely online at relevantradio.com. And it's really easy to do so on the app. I made my pledge yesterday on the app, and it took me less than a minute. But I'd really like you to have this brown scapular. And if you ever meet me, I will actually go the extra distance and impose it upon you. And you can read all about it on our website, all of the promises that Our Lady gave to it. So she said, if you wear that scapular piously in your life, which means to say three Hail Marys every day for the virtue of holy purity, and that's not a big ask, that she would make sure you have the grace of final conversion before you die. So that's an indirect way of saying you'll escape the fires of hell. And that's a pretty good deal. You know, we want that grace for final conversion, to ask Jesus to forgive us and ask him for his mercy. But it gets better. It's called the Sabbatine privilege, S-A-B-B-A-T-I-N-E, which comes from the word Sabbath, which is Saturday, and that is on the Saturday after you die, you will be released from the cleansing fires of purgatory. And so I tell people, you know, wear the scapular and try to die on a Saturday, and you'll be in heaven the next day, right? And that was the case with John Paul II. He wore the scapular, he died on a Saturday evening at 9:15, and then my mother died at like 10:45 on a Saturday evening wearing the scapular, so I thought that was very appropriate. And a saintly supporter of Relevant Radio, Mike Wynn, died on a Saturday evening about 10:15 wearing the scapular. And I've always seen that as kind of God's mercy. Now, some people might roll their eyes and say, oh, come on, do you really believe that? Actually, I do believe that. I'm a lot more skeptical on other things, especially mainstream media. But those things, I really do believe that. So we'd love to have you be able to wear the scapular, which I carried from shrine to shrine, from the National Shrine of St. Joseph to the Shrine of Our Lady of Champion. And it can be yours today for a donation of a dollar a day. And give us a call right now at 877-291-0123. It was a great day for the Walk to Mary on Saturday. Even though it looked cloudy, it was kind of drizzly. It was nice and cool. It was the easiest walk I've done because the sun wasn't draining yet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you do routinely, right? You do all 21 miles, don't you?
I have so far. The first year, I did not read the directions. I regretted it because I did not have moleskin on my big toe and my heel, and I got these monster blisters. That was very hard. But ever since then, I haven't had any blisters, and you drink a couple of bottles of water along the way, eat a couple of bananas along the way, and before you know it, you're there, and you have the celebration mass at the end. I was able to go right down to the basement of the church where Our Lady visited Saint Sister Adele Bryce, and I laid those intentions. We had more than 10,000 intentions that were printed out on both sides of the page at 4-point font. I said, try to get it all on 100
microscopic
sheets.
Microscopic, yeah.
Yep.
Microscopic. I remember going to the pilgrimage, or going to the Shrine of Our Lady of Champion with you at least a few times, and a few other times besides. And in that chapel, maybe you could talk about that for a minute, where you brought those scapulars, there are mementos of people saying thank you to Our Lady for prayers answered and cures and miracles and things like that associated with the pilgrimage. And you brought those scapulars there to that place and touched
absolutely
them there.
Absolutely. So there's crutches and there's other paraphernalia that show that people have been miraculously cured from their ailments. We know, and I've been saying this for months now, the family rose across America, people who never were able to buy a house, they were never able to figure it out. They did the walk to Mary, or I took the prayer intention with me. And within a month, they had a house. And we know 12 or 13 cases of people who couldn't conceive, and they did the walk to Mary. And a year later, at that time, they had a baby. We knew, you know, my colleague, Maggie Greschel, now Maggie Carrozza.
She just got married, yeah.
She just got married. 1 year to the day that she met her husband on the walk to Mary. So I just, you know, spread those news to people, a lot of good news.
I love it.
And, you know, when the bishop approved it back in 2010, we covered it live, Relevant Radio covered it live, because I think we were aware this is truly historical. This is like America's apparition, just like Guadalupe is Mexico's apparition, Fatima is Portugal's apparition, Lourdes is France's apparition. So this is a very holy place. It's very much connected to the history and the mission of Relevant Radio. So I was glad we could bring the scapulars there. But the day of that, the announcement that Bishop Ricken made back in 2010, formally approving the apparition, I saw a guy there named Michael Lee. He was from Green Bay. I said, Michael, what are you doing here? He said, oh, didn't you know? This is where my brother Tommy was cured. I said, when is that? He said, oh, that must have been 50 or 60 years ago. I said, what's the story? He was 8 years old. He was having headaches. They took him to the hospital. They did an x-ray, and there was a tumor in his brain. And this is 50, 60 years ago, and the doctor said there wasn't anything they could do. So my dad would take him out here. He was only 8 years old at the time. Every first Friday of the month, he'd put him on his shoulders, like Tiny Tim, and they'd walk the perimeter of the property praying the rosary. And after 8 months, the tumor was gone. The doctors couldn't explain it. So we've always known that Our Lady of Champion, Our Lady of Bon Secours, as the Flemish and the Belgian and the French would call her, Our Lady of Good Help, that she cured my little brother. And so that's why we wanted to bring those scapulars there, to give all of our listeners hope. You're not alone. Miracles can happen. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you will find. And we want to spread that good news and hope to everyone. So give us a call today, 877-291-0123, to get your scapular by making a donation of $1 a day.
Yeah,
or
dollar
more
a day.
If you'd like.
Yeah, no amount is too big, that's for sure. If you don't want to get a busy signal, go to relevantradio.com. It's easy and quick. Father, you said you did your donation in under a minute. That sounds about right.
Under a minute, yeah. It populates it real quickly, my name, my address, my credit card, and I put it in there, and it gives me an automatic confirmation that received. One goes to my home email. I mean, our team just does such a great job. In the end of the year, I get my letter for my tax statement, and I
get
deduct just about everything. And instead of paying tax to Uncle Sam, Tio Samuel, right? Tio Samuel.
That's right.
You know,
Uncle Sam wants you to help Relevant Radio. That's for
sure. I think so. Mm-hmm.
RelevantRadio.com is the place where you can make your pledge. That's where Father Rocky just made his, or the Relevant Radio app, of course, or you can call us at 877-291-0123. Father Rocky, I want to share with you a note that came in from Leif in Wisconsin. I'm told he called to make his pledge. He said he did the walk to Mary this past Saturday.
Good.
And he and his wife met up with you at mile 14. Do you remember that?
I met a lot of people at mile 14 because that's where we had lunch at Holy Cross Parish. I know I met a lot of people.
Well, he says you offered him a power bar.
And, oh, yes.
Remember him?
Well, I gave 13 power bars away because
well,
they're
he
on
was
sale
one
for,
of them.
Yeah, they're on sale for a buck or 13 for 10. They were really good.
Yeah.
You know, they had oatmeal and raisins and peanuts and butterscotch and brown sugar. And I bought a bunch and I passed them out. Yeah, they were really good.
Well, here's what Leif says. He says he thanks you for the power bar that you gave him at mile 14. He says that they just called in and pledged $500 because he wants his wife to have the scapular with the Our Lady of Guadalupe image, the St. Benedict medal, and the little crucifix that's attached to it that you
500
carried.
$500?
Yeah, $500.
That's a heck of a return, all right?
For a power bar.
For a power bar. You get 13 for 10 bucks. Is that, what's that, like 79 cents a piece?
Something
that's
like that.
A heck of a return. Okay, next year I'm going to buy 1,000 power bars.
See? So power donations come from power bars when you give those.
Well, you know, Patrick, we are so lucky to have your show on Relevant Radio 3 hours a day, rebroadcast in the evening on 206 AM and FM stations around the country, reaching 260 million people. Because in all years being on air that I've listened to you, you know, so many different places, I've never heard you give an incorrect answer.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I've given some answers people don't always like.
Yeah. Oh, I know that.
That happens. Well, thank you, Father. And this is an amazing thing. This being on Relevant Radio and having an opportunity to do this show is one of the singular blessings of my life. And I'm grateful to God and grateful to you and everybody at Relevant Radio and our listeners, most importantly, perhaps. I'm grateful that I'm able to do this show.
Yeah, well, it's a great blessing. That's why I want everybody out there to show your support for Relevant Radio, show your support for the Patrick Madrid Show, show your support for our mission, which is to bring Christ to the world, the whole world, through the media. AM stations, FM stations, internet, app, you name it. We want to be there, but can't do it without you. And we're all called to be apostles. That's part of the game. That's part of what it means when you get baptized and confirmed. But if you're like me, you probably feel like, but I get tongue-tied. I don't remember the answer, or I don't get it straight, or I can't. But hey, Patrick knows the answer, and he's a professional at it, so he can do our work for us. So when I get tongue-tied, they say, hey, Father, what do you think about this? I say, you should call Patrick Madrid at 877-914-9149.
Thanks for that, Father. Hey, real quick before you go, I know our time is short. I did have somebody write in today and just generally asked about, you know, is they're going to do away with AM stations? And I said, this is really a Father Rocky question, but he did ask about FM stations. And I told him, I said, we're on both AM and FM. You can see all of our stations at relevantradio.com under listen. But anything you want to add to that answer that I gave?
Sure. We've been following very closely for the last 20 years. That's why we got on the app 12 years ago. The app protects us against any kind of changes out there. The world's always changing, but we usually try to stay three steps ahead of everybody else, including Wall Street and Silicon Valley. And to do that, we need your help. So give us a donation today at 877-291-0123.
Thanks, Father Rocky. RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. In today's crazy world, finding companies that align with your Catholic values is a challenge. Your choice of cell phone provider matters. Cyrus and I switched to Charity Mobile, and you should too. Enjoy excellent coverage on America's most reliable network while supporting a pro-life, pro-family company. Use offer code Patrick for a free phone. Don't miss out. Act now at charitymobile.com.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Hey, I like to start off with good news every chance I get, and I've got some for you right now. Sarah just told me that Yolanda in Chicago just pledged $2,500 just now. Thank you so much for that, Yolanda. Can't tell you how much we appreciate it. We're so grateful to all of you for any donation of any amount. Doesn't matter. No amount is too small. No amount is too big. Certainly those larger donations really help us get there a little faster. So thank you, Yolanda. Really appreciate it. And I'll be catching you up along with Mary Graham on some of our Pledge Drive developments this hour. In the meantime, though, I'm here for you. If you want to call and be on the air with your question, my number is 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Let's start off with Mary in Orlando. Good morning, Mary.
Hello, Patrick. I want a power bar, but I was not in the right place at the right time. So I'll just go ahead with my question.
I'll let Father Rocky know to put a power bar aside for you. So next year, you'll get yours.
I'm going to be spending the weekend, since it's Mother's Day, with my son nearby. But anyway, of course, he's going to take me to Mass. But he himself is a self-anointed Christian, alias Catholic. And every time I try to explain that he should not receive communion, that he could, you know, cross his arms and get a blessing, but his response is that Jesus came for everyone. And he is a very upright, you know, he talks about Jesus, but he has no affiliation at this time. And so I don't know how to handle that. Because he definitely,
when did he fall away from the practice of his faith?
Well, I don't know. He's He's 60 years old. I'm
this
going to be
son,
90
right?
on June 2nd. He's 60 years old, and he went to college, and a Catholic college, no less. And I don't know. I don't think I was a strong enough mother, to tell you the truth, that's partly. But I have two that are very, very strong, a boy and a male and a female, that are very, very strong. One I'm not sure about out of the four, but he has not. He doesn't have that connection.
Mm-hmm. So for this son, Mary, are you wondering what you might say to him in light of his tendency to receive communion when he shouldn't be receiving communion? Okay. So what you might say to him, a couple things. Number one is St. Paul is really clear about this. And if you have a pen handy, jot this down. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And you want to start reading in verse 23, where he talks about the revelation that he received from Jesus about what happened at the Last Supper. So St. Paul was not at the Last Supper. He was an enemy of Jesus at that time. But he says in verse 23, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, also the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" Now listen to this part right here. "Whoever, therefore, eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of profaning the body and blood of the Lord." Now that's one translation. Other translations say guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord, which is another way of saying murder. So if you are unworthy, or as it says here, to eat and drink in an unworthy manner, meaning that you are in the state of serious sin, he says you're guilty of profaning the body and the blood of the Lord. Now, your son may say, "Well, I'm not in the state of serious sin." Well, he says in the next verse, "Let a man examine himself, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning," or some translations say recognizing the body, "eats and drinks judgment upon himself." And that word for judgment there, maybe more literally, could be rendered as damnation. He says, "That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But if we judged ourselves truly, we should not be judged." So this is like the perfect Bible verse to explain to anybody, not just a fallen away Catholic, but Catholics who are in the state of mortal sin, non-Catholic folk. It's a biblical warning not to receive communion, A, if you're in the state of serious sin, you haven't gone to confession, and B, if you don't recognize or discern the body, not only the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist, but also if you don't recognize the church that he established, you're guilty, he says, of eating and drinking damnation or judgment upon yourself. So I realize that that's a stern warning, but he should be aware of it. Now, he may say, "Well, I follow Jesus. I love Jesus." Well, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, beginning of verse 21, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." What was the will of the Father? Well, we're told on the Mount of Transfiguration, Mary, the voice of the Father was heard by Peter, James, and John, and he says, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." That's the will of the Father. Listen to Jesus. And Jesus says, John chapter 6, he says, "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will not have life within you." And your son may say, "Well, that's exactly why I should receive communion." And the whole point here is that if you want to be a follower of Jesus, if you want to receive him in the Holy Eucharist, you have to be properly disposed to do so, which means you have to be forgiven of your sins. So your loving message to him, Mary, should include, I would say, the message, go to confession. That's all you have to do is go to confession, make a good confession, and you are able to resume a practice of your faith. So those are things that I would bring up in conversation with him, Mary. And then maybe the last thing would be, why don't you tell him about Relevant Radio? Tell him about this program. You might be surprised at how many miraculous conversions, at least those that we know about anyway, that come from people who are very far away from God, very far away from the sacraments. They start listening to Relevant Radio, and God changes things in their lives, and they have full-on, very profound conversions. It happens a lot. And why shouldn't it happen for your son? So that'd be my heartfelt advice. Get him to start listening to Relevant Radio, and we'll do our part from there. Thank you, Mary. We have more phone calls, and I'm going to get to those here coming up here soon. In the meantime, though, we do have a miracle moment, and I was talking to Mary a moment ago about her son should start listening to Relevant Radio. Here's how listening to Relevant Radio has helped this person.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Okay, how about Anna in Toronto now? Good morning, Anna.
Hi, good morning, Patrick. I just wanted to tell you that I am so, so thankful for your show. I'm thankful for Relevant Radio, and I spread the word around. I send it to all my friends, all my Instagram friends. Check out Relevant Radio. All you have to do is download the app. It's amazing. My husband and I, we just love the station. It really changed our lives.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
You can give now at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or when you call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We need $3 million by the end of the week. That's going to carry us for the next quarter here at Relevant Radio. But we're going to take little bites at a time. And right now we are only $22,000 away from crossing the $1 million mark. So if we can get about 60 people, 62 people or so coming in at a dollar a day, 62 people will cross the mini goal of $1 million. Help us carry this show over the line at this point in time in the pledge drive simply by visiting relevantradio.com, using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123. We want to say thank you to an anonymous donor in Lake Forest, Illinois, helping in a big way, made a special gift of $1,200. Thank you for your help and your support. Can you give in a big way? Perhaps you can come in with a $5, $10, or even a $20,000 gift right now. You'll help cross that little mini goal for us.
You know, I'm seeing a lot of people coming in at the dollar a day level. We really want to say thank you to all of you, because not only are you going to get that scapular that we've been talking about with the crucifix and the St. Benedict medal, but you're also, when you make your pledge online, you're going to get that brand new talk by Father or Monsignor Shea about Mary. You also get that book by Fulton Sheen. And you can see all of this when you make your pledge by going to relevantradio.com. Just click on the give now, and you'll see the things that we have to say thank you with. So, Alan, thank you. Alan in Willow Grove, Pennsylvania, thank you for your dollar a day gift, $365. Nancy in Dallas, Texas, $365, dollar a day, thank you. Louise in Traverse City, Michigan, she upped it a little bit further. So she came in at a $600 gift online, brand new donor. Thank you for that. Alejandro in Menifee, California, your $250 gift is going to go a long way. Thank you. Kathleen, Los Banos, California, $365 online. You did it. Thank you. You'll be getting your scapular. Anonymous in Rancho Cucamonga, California, right off the 10 freeway. I know it well. $365, a second gift and a brand new donor. Welcome to all of you, and thank you so much for hitting that dollar a day. Oh, another one just came in. Sylvia in Sylmar, California, dollar a day, $365 gift. And Paul, not to be left out, Paul in Mapleton, Maine, just came in with another $365 gift online. Jan in Oak Park, California, $365 gift. Thank you. It's working. Keep it going.
We only need another $19,000. Help us cross this mini goal, $19,000 in the next 15 minutes. We can do it with your help at relevantradio.com, using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or when you call 877-291-0123.
Get connected to the conversation. Call now, 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Patrick Madrid is on now. Relevant Radio.
All right. Let's go to Margaret in Winnetka, Illinois. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Patrick. I was wondering, is there a connection? I like to find connections between the Old Testament and the New Testament. Mm-hmm. And Jesus is the new Adam and Mary is the new Eve. Is there a connection with Jesus saying yes to Mary when he turned the water into wine, as in Adam and Eve, and Eve asked Adam to take a bite of the apple, and he does it? Is there some kind of connection there, or there is no connection?
Well, this is a question about typology, and
yes,
it may be that a church father may have commented on this and drew attention to a connection, because obviously the fruit of the vine, which is what wine is made of, and a different fruit, which is the whole the apple on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It's possible that a church father did draw such a comparison. I'm not aware of it. Doesn't mean it didn't happen. I'm not aware of it. More commonly, the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the apple, is contrasted with the fruit of the tree of Calvary, which is the Holy Eucharist. So the fruit of the apple is what caused sin and devastation to the human race. Eating that did by disobeying God. But by obeying God in eating the fruit of that tree, the tree of Calvary, which is the Holy Eucharist, it's the antidote to the poison that was caused by the eating of the apple. So that's an example of a typological comparison. Well, let me do this. I'll recommend to you a book that I found very helpful. Although I haven't found that connection in this book, it may still be out there somewhere, but Jean Danielou, a Jesuit scholar from the 20th century, he has an excellent book called From Shadows to Reality, Studies in the Biblical Typology of the Fathers. And so this whole book is a kind of a survey of these kinds of typological comparisons about something in the Old Testament that was fulfilled and perfected in the New Testament. So my guess, Margaret, is even though in my reading of that book, I don't remember this connection, I might go back and reread that. But that would be an example of where you'll find that kind of typological connection with regard to the Eucharist or the wedding at Cana, that kind of thing.
Thank you. And again, what was the name of it? Shadows?
Yeah, From Shadows to Reality.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Danielou is the last name of the author, Jean Danielou. So Danielou. And you can get that at your local Catholic bookstore. Another good book while we're at it, it's called The Hidden Manna, and that's by Father James T. O'Connor. That book also draws out a lot of those typological connections. Now, you're asking about the wedding at Cana, so I understand there's a distinction there between that and the Holy Eucharist. But these books are indeed fascinating, and it may be that one of the fathers talked about that with the wedding at Cana. So I'll have to do a little homework myself. Thanks, Margaret. Hey, I'm hearing, Cyrus, you have some information from Tom in Plainfield, Illinois. Do you want to share that right now?
Yeah, this is great, Patrick. So Tom in Plainfield, he says, giving to Relevant Radio is like a spiritual investment. Instead of dividends from a business investment, you have the joy of reaching souls as you hear people call in and say they have come back and been renewed in their faith.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? We've heard from a couple of those people just today. We hear about every day or so, we hear people saying that. So Tom in Plainfield, thank you. And it sounds like Tom just made a pledge from what you just said.
Yeah, and you can make your pledge by going to relevantradio.com or calling 877
291. That's okay, Cyrus. 877-291.
You're the talker.
0123. Well, since you talked to Greg, I thought maybe you might, or Tom rather. Yeah, that's the number to call if you want to make your pledge, 877-291-0123. Mary Graham's going to be back in studio here with me in a minute. We're going to kind of catch up and figure out where things are at. We don't have much time left in this hour, but we are going to be wrapping it up in another, looks like about 11 minutes, a little more than 10 minutes. We'll be wrapping it up for this day, the third day of Pledge Drive. As Mary was mentioning before, we're not far away from reaching that $1 million mini goal. Looks like, if I'm doing the math correctly, looks like we're down to about $16,000 left in order to get over that $1 million mini goal. And what that means is then one third of the total $3 million need that we have will have been raised. And wouldn't it be great if it was raised in this hour? Yeah, $16,000 and counting. So in the remaining 10 minutes or so, I don't have my calculator in front of me, but oh, it just went down to $15,000. It's all that's left. So how about this? Let me put it this way. If three of you listening could call 877-291-0123 and pledge $5,000, we will make that mini goal of $1 million. We will go over it, in fact. If 15 of you could call and make a pledge of $1,000, you know how to do the math, but it's really getting down to that level now. It's simple and can easily be done. If you make your pledge online, it's safe and secure. You won't, you'd be surprised how quickly, you're not going to spend a lot of time online at relevantradio.com making your pledge. The same is true for the Relevant Radio app. And I know that Mary is up to date on all the numbers and she's crunching those numbers during the break. So we're going to be getting from Mary a bit more of an update. But in the meantime, though, I want to say thank you to some people who have stepped forward and made their pledge of a dollar a day or more. Anonymous in Austin, Texas, just came in with a $365 or a dollar a day pledge. Brand new donor, and it's an online gift. Thank you, Anonymous. You're going to be receiving not only that beautiful scapular with the St. Benedict medal and the little crucifix attached to it, but also you're going to receive that book from Archbishop Fulton Sheen, the late, great Fulton Sheen, about Our Lady, the world's first love. Beautiful book, classic in the field. Fidel in San Jacinto, California. Thank you for your $300 gift online. We sure welcome that. We're grateful for it. Donovan in Brentwood, Tennessee, $50 gift, online, brand new donor. Welcome and thank you. How about McKees Rocks, PA, not too far from the airport? Mike, you gave $40 online. Thank you. And it's also in a fairly new market for us at Relevant Radio, the greater Pittsburgh area. So it's great to see some representation there. Carl in Staten Island, New York, your $50 online gift, very much appreciated. Thank you for that. Anonymous in Thousand Oaks, California, your $25 online gift as a brand new donor is also deeply appreciated. We sure appreciate that. Not to be left out, Peter in South Amboy, New Jersey, just came in with a $25 online gift. So as you can see, little by little, we're inching our way toward that mini goal. Right now, we only have about 9 minutes left in this hour to make it. But I think now, Mary's going to catch us up when she comes in, but I think we're getting close. Oh, okay, good. I didn't see you there. I think we may be below $15,000 now, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
We're
to get to our mini goal?
Just dipping below 15,000. Let's kind of focus 15 still for right now. You know, Juanita and Menifee, California helped in a big way. Thank you for your special gift of $1,000. You can do that too. Help us cross this mini goal of $15,000. And like Patrick said, if three people come in with $5,000 gifts, one person, I know there's somebody listening who's God has blessed in a way that you could make that $15,000 gift. Well, if you feel it's upon your heart to help us at this point in time to cross that mini goal, you can kind of wear that little crown and your little sparkle in your halo up there as you help us cross the mini goal. And
feather in your cap.
Exactly. Well, I was trying to make it a little more, you know, spiritual related. Sparkle in your halo.
There you go.
Could certainly do that when you give us a call here at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And remember, it's always safe and secure online at relevantradio.com or when you use the app on your smartphone or tablet. 14,000. That's all we need. Let's keep this ball rolling. We're going to do it. We've got just 7 minutes left in this hour to raise $14,000. It can happen any way we chop it up. It will work. I know we can do it. I have confidence here in the Patrick Madrid listeners to help us cross this goal. $14,000 here in the next 7 minutes by making your gift at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And of course, yes, you still get that scapular. We still have some available. They are going quick, though, and it's a very special scapular because it's got an image of Our Lady of Guadalupe on it. It's got the two little medals on them. You've got the cross and St. Benedict, so it kind of weights it down so it stays in place and it's not riding up on your neck all day long. I love the ones that have got those on it. And the cord on it is extra strong, too. You might be wearing a scapular right now, but you know it's got a time limit on it. It's going to wear out. You're going to need a new one. I feel like I go through one about every 6 months the way I work out in the fields day in and day out, but it's great to have one on standby, ready to replace when the one you've got on breaks down, because those cords don't last forever. So call now, get your scapular for $1 a day at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or when you call 877-291-0123, that's 877-291-0123. And I, Patrick, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that nobody is wearing a scapula right now that journeyed with Father Rocky last weekend on his pilgrimage to Our Lady of Champion there in Wisconsin. The only Marian website, or the only Marian apparition site in the continental United States. So that's a beautiful little feature of this one that, you don't have on the one that you've got right now.
Yeah, it was touched to the holy, well, to the altar and other parts of the shrine of Our Lady of Champion, the only approved Marian apparition in these United States. It happened there in the 19th century. It also is associated with the Peshtigo fire that killed thousands of people. It was the same day as the Great Chicago Fire. And all those people in the area who wanted to survive this fire, they gathered at the little farmland place where the apparitions took place, and they were unharmed by the fire. It raged in every direction all around them, and they were spared. Their lives were spared. So it's a miraculous place. These scapulars brought there by Father Rocky have been touched to this holy place, and you can get yours when you make your pledge of $1 a day by going to relevantradio.com or using the Relevant Radio app or calling us at 877-291-0123. I want to say a special word of thanks to Meg in Kernville, Texas, who just came in with a $1,500 donation. Thank you, Meg. That really helps us get closer to that $1 million mini goal. So, Mary, we're not quite there yet. Looks like we're maybe a shade under $1,200 now away from that mini goal.
$12,000. Yes, we're getting close. We're getting so close. Thank you to Roberta in Royal Oaks, California, making your second gift during this pledge drive online at $1 a day. Yvette in Chicago also making a second gift during this pledge drive with your $1 a day. So did Richard in Leander, Texas, and Carol in New Brighton, Minnesota for $1 a day. Thank you so much for stepping up in a big way and making those second gifts during this pledge drive. You can give now at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We need $3 million by the end of this week to get us through the next quarter. And we are just trying right now to cross the mini goal of $1 million down to only needing $11,000 to get there. Can you help us with that special $11,000 gift? And we know if we see an $11,000 gift come in that your goal was to help us cross that mini goal. So help us get there right now at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123.
Less than 3 minutes to go, Mary, before the top of the hour. And this mini goal is ours, all of ours, yours and ours. If you make that call, 877-291-0123 now, make your pledge now. If enough of you call in or go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app, in the remaining 2.5 minutes, we can make it. We're just down to $10,000 away from that mini goal of $1 million. Don't you want to be part of that? Timothy in Bandera, Texas does. He just came in with a $250 online gift. Thank you, Timothy. Big help. Also, Andrew in Starkville, Mississippi. Thank you so much for your $10 online gift. Brand new donor. Welcome and thank you.
We only need another $10,000. Thanks to people like Jennifer in Rancho Santa Margarita, $25 gift. Thank you so much to Noel in Altoona, Pennsylvania, making that gift of $1 a day. And we have Steve in Buford, Georgia, $246, making your gift online and joining the St. Joseph's Recurring Gift Society. Thank you so much for your help. And Maureen, Lake Forest, Illinois, also becoming a recurring gift donor. Thank you for your gift of $1 a day. And we are down to needing just $10,000, a couple of minutes left in this hour. We'd love to see us crossing that $1 million mark during the Patrick Midrid Show on this Wednesday. Help us get there. $10,000 is what we need. Final minute of this hour. Can you help us out with the $10,000 gift? If so, give us a call. It's 877-291-0123. Safe and secure online at relevantradio.com or use the app on your smartphone or tablet.